KJW Mobile.
So, take it forward, AJW, K4BWA.
Any today?
Sir, I haven't slowed down to take a half a breath all day today. First day in a long time, I got to sleep just a little bit late. Got up at about 8:30. Sue and I picked up some breakfast. She fixed me some of the absolute best. I mean prize-winning biscuits, and I made gravy. Oh, it was delicious. And then we hit the road. We just got home a little bit ago. We're out running errands and doing all kinds of junk. And now I'm on my way down to my son-in-law's to help him with a little project. And then I gotta be somewhere at 20 minutes to 6.
Difficult, isn't it? You ought to be making her breakfast instead of the other way around. I made Amy scrambled eggs for the second time last night when she got home from work. I've learned how to make scrambled eggs. That's pretty good. Maggie and I got up before the sun came up. We were listening to the 5 o'clock crowd while I was getting batteries charged 100 feet when it was still dark outside, so you could see all the lights in the neighborhood and over in Greer and even down in Greenville over Greenville Tech. And we took panoramics, 46 shots per panorama, and we did 8 panoramic shots this morning, all before and in and around the time the sun came up.
Y'all making me feel lazy. KG4LSL.
So how to respond to that, boss? You just need to come hang out with us. KN4BWA.
Fixing Sue breakfast. LSL. Jimmy, I think that is. Go ahead.
Y'all don't threaten me with a good time. I actually got up at a decent hour this morning. I think I got up about 8:15. Had to run to Westminster and to the pharmacy, and then came back and renewed my pesticide license online, and now I'm sitting here about to start painting some more baits.
The thing again, painting some more what?
I'm working on a lipless crankbait right now.
Yeah, have you ever heard of the gut? It's a fishing lure called a gut.
I do happen to have a tracking device here that's got Google. Spell that for me.
GULP. Golf Uniform Lima. My brain is just gone. P. And a friend of mine's dad used to make those from scratch. And I mean just put out a box of wood. And I mean he sold thousands of those things.
Baits. Yep. I've heard of them. I've used them. Still use them some for trout and that sort of thing. Go ahead, Dave.
And Steve, you need to back the mic way a couple more, 3 or 4 inches, because it sounds like you're eating the mic. I don't know if you are or not, but it sounds like it. And maybe I'm doing the same thing, but it'll be a lot clearer because it's really muffled. And you guys carry on. I'm just taking another batch of ID cards, club ID cards to the post office, a batch of 12 this go around. So almost half of our membership has re-up already, and we're not halfway through the month, so that's a good thing. And Steve, I finally got your dues paid to Leroy this morning. go ahead, Steve, pass it over to Jimmy, and I'll just go listen while you guys talk about fishing bait. W4DJW.
All those Gulf lures were made off of a street called Forestwood, right off of Edwards Road. And I watched that man make those things for years. Man, he was successful with those things. I think his son still makes a few. So, well, anyhow, in the meantime, Dave, I do make my better half breakfast on a regular basis, but oh my God, nobody can make biscuits like she can. They're light, they're fluffy. Oh, it's just like biting into a cloud, especially when you put my gravy over them.
Ooh. Bates is one of the biggest companies now that is around. And yeah, get a lot of inspiration from them as well. And come March, I am going to be spraying for a friend of mine's bait company that does custom lures. Be doing some spraying for him out of the house and doing a lot of fishing. I have a feeling I am going to be testing a lot of baits this year. That just breaks my heart. W4DJW in the group. Pick it up, KG4LSL.
Bass Tracker Pro 175. Dual depth finders. Bubba, I can get you in there. Let me know.
Go, and if you want to go do some crappie fishing, I have a Tracker Pro Guide 175 walkthrough sitting in the backyard.
It's a heart that they're sitting. Man. Well, listen, I'm just about to pull up with my daughter and son-in-law, so I got to go help him for a little bit. Hey, we'll get up. Maybe we'll get to go fishing. You know, we might even drag Dave out with us. I know he's no big fisherman, but he needs to expand his life experience. So anyhow, y'all have fun. Carry on. 73's. Dave, that was good news on the text. I'll talk to you later. KN4 VWA. I'm clear.
What are you talking about? Needs to expand what?
You, bud, you need to go fishing with me and Jimmy.
I'd go fishing a lot more if I had a place. But I like fishing up in the mountains, like in Pisgah, in that river, and for rainbow trout, and cook them and eat them. I don't throw anything back. I eat them right there, Johnny, on the spot.
No, but I'll tell you what. I believe, from what I'm hearing from Jimmy, we could take you up to Joe Cassie and do some deep water fishing and pull you up some bass that would knock your socks off.
You know, we can even go to Hartwell as well. And, yeah, my boat has two live wells in it. So, all right, Dave, ball's in your court.
Fishing. I enjoy fishing, and I just don't ever go fishing. W4DJW. We'll let you get out of the truck there, Steve.
Have fun. And, Jimmy, that's an open invitation. Let's go, Bubba. Next time you hear me on here, jump in. Y'all have fun. KN4VWA. I'm going to perform that four-letter word, WORK, and that ain't a radio station. Thank
you. Email address is on QRZ under my call sign, KG4LSL.
They went ahead and cut wood without us. They didn't give us any heads up. So they just went out and cut wood. So I don't know if they'll need more help or they're going to do some more on field day, but just letting you know, I got to jump out. I'm at the post office. I got to put these ID cards in the post office, and I'll be back out. W4DJW.
Sounds good. And, yeah, I'll be in here and about to hurl some paint around. And I'll be listening. KG4LSL.
DJW Mobile.
LSL Stationary. So, Dave, how have things been going for you, brother? I hear that you've been kind of busy.
Busy at times. It slows down sometimes, and it gets busy. This is a busy time. But that's a good thing. I like staying busy. I enjoy that. I enjoy getting up early and taking off in the dark. Look down, and you can see lights, and look out, and you can see where the sun's going to be coming up over the horizon.
You know, I laugh and joke and say that, you know, I'm no longer a morning person. I used to love morning time. There was a time that I had an hour and 10-minute ride to work in the mornings and, you know, did that as the sun was coming up. And I drove right into the sunrise, and then going home, I drove into the sunset. And it gives you a lot of time to reflect and get ready for the day.
In common for starting, I think, in 2000, Y2K or 2001, somewhere around then, I got a job at Bank of America in Charlotte, and I went back and forth to work every day. So from Greer, South Carolina to, actually I lived over at Oak Ridge, Greenville, South Carolina to Charlotte every day for 10 years before I started working from home. In about 2010, I started working from home every day but one. One day a week I'd go in. But into the sun in the morning and into the sun in the evening. Now, if I got up really early, I didn't have to face that sun until I got into Charlotte. And if I left work late, I'd be driving in the dark all the way home. So, but I tell you what, that sun in your eyes, it'll keep your windshield. You keep your windshield clean. You keep a good pair of sunglasses and your sun visor. You can do okay with it. But you get a dirty windshield. Those people that the windshield was really, really dirty and they didn't have good sunglasses, we'd go around a curve and it puts you right into the sun on 85 going north, and they'd be slamming their brakes on left and right because they couldn't see a thing in front of them.
Windshield turns white and you can't see nothing. Yeah, been there, done that. Especially when I get into a work truck that the crews, whatever crew was running that truck, didn't take care of it, didn't clean it, didn't wash it. Those were interesting times. You know, if you jump in a truck, it's got 600 gallons of lawn chemicals on your back, and then all of a sudden you go, you can't see anything. It gets kind of scary.
I agree. my buddy was complaining about that. We worked together there. He had a little drive-in, and he was going into the sun. And I told him, you clean that windshield, you get some good sunglasses, that won't be a problem anymore. I don't know if he ever did that or not. I think he finally gave up and moved to Florida.
Far it is where you move when you give up.
And hello, Glenn.
Good and all that, but my motto is that from that Bachman Turner Overdrive song. I love it working. I like to work at nothing all day.
I don't know though. I'm kind of enjoying doing the creative side of things now since my back won't allow me to do lawn care. I've gotten into photography and painting baits and just about anything else I can do.
Song, by Bachman Turner Overdrive, I know that song. When I was working all the time, at the end of the day, when I lay down before I went to sleep, I would inventory in my head what I accomplished that day. And I've tried to do that several times since I retired, and I fall asleep trying to figure it out. W4DJW.
G, well, yeah, Well, if you're an engineer, programmer, whatever, it also helps if you keep a diary of everything you did that day. That way, when somebody, your supervisor comes to you and says, why isn't this done? Well, you know, my piece is working is held up because of this other piece, and this piece is held up because of that piece. So you go back in your mind over your work diary, and I guess that gives you a sense of accomplishment.
I always kept a pen and a pad, and eventually I transferred that to the computer and kept it in notepad, but always kept notes on where I was and where I needed to be and how I was going to get there.
I would very often, I kind of fell down on that after a while, though. I'm not that great a note taker, and there's probably one or two occasions where it really would have helped. But, you know, I try to get in the habit of doing that. It's not an easy thing to do to get yourself in. It kind of takes you out of the flow of your work. One thing I did do very good, though, is I have pretty well commented code. Spend a lot of time on comments.
Get in there, Jimmy. One of the things that helped me most, Glenn, was when they gave me a technical writer. And we would go, she would converse with the people that were using the software and figure out what needed. And she'd document what the code was doing before I ever wrote the code. And then I'd look at what she wrote and then make the code do that. And then her documentation became my checklist. That helped tremendously.
Yeah, I'm doing a blend. I'm still listening, so in case you're for LSO.
And, you know, generally you don't want the programmers writing the documentation anyway. And although I did find myself in a bunch of those situations, and I suppose I'm one of those rare people who can speak, who's bilingual. I speak engineering and English. But, yeah, that is one way, you know, have the documentation and the code proceed in parallel. That way it's both the documentation and a guideline. That's a good idea. I hadn't really thought much of that.
Kind of stumbled on that. She was okay with it because she was good talking to the users, and she knew computers really. She was before she became a technical writer, she was a SEAL team operator, whatever they call them. She was a Navy SEAL. And Navy SEAL turned technical writer. If you can imagine that. One day, I used to always eat at my desk while I was working. I'd just run downstairs. There was a hot dog guy out there, and I'd buy a couple of hot dogs, come back up to my desk, and eat hot dogs while I was working. And one day she told me, she said, you know, you'd be the easiest person in the world to kill. To kill? And I said, yeah, really? And she said, yeah, you do the exact same thing all day, every day.
There you go. Driving a different way to work every day. Never come in at exactly the same time. Never leave at exactly the same time. Take your lunch 15 minutes earlier or later. Yeah, you see, you're too predictable.
You know, a constant, steady progression in the code by not deviating. Whereas a lot of guys just get up and they walk across the room and stand up to somebody else's desk and talk to them. You know, water cooler stuff, and that's just burning time, and both of you aren't making any progress. I never did do that.
Yeah, because once in a while you got to get, you know, just get up and walk around the building. You know, you probably don't want to talk to anybody. You probably don't really want to do anything just to get out of your chair and move about a bit. That helps with your concentration. When you get back, you maybe have a different perspective on something. No, but as long as you don't let it deteriorate into water cooler talk, or you start going around, you know, visiting everyone else and chatting them up, you know, it's like the standard computer programmers. You see one guy working on code and three or four guys watching, so you don't want to get involved in that. But to clear your head in the way I described, that's useful.
Driving there is smoke break. I used to smoke. So yeah, if you're not making progress on an algorithm and it's not making sense and you're spinning your wheels, that's when it's time to get up and go take a smoke break. And if you got a buddy that you can just talk it, tell him what it's supposed to be doing, usually you find out that while you're telling him what it's supposed to be doing, you figure out what the problem is. And then you go back upstairs after the smoke break, fix it, and start making progress again. W4DJW.
I do that as well. I don't smoke, but, you know, I need a smoke break. I've been known to light up a cigarette. It's not common. And it's not common now. It doesn't agree with the other respiratory problems. Yeah, what? No, you need a cafeteen break. Have a cup of coffee and half a cigarette, and then come back inside. And, you know, the funny thing is, pharmacologically, there is something about both cafeteen and nicotine. Nicotine stimulates, I might have mentioned this before to you. Nicotine does stimulate the higher brain centers, makes you more, sharpens your thoughts or whatever it is. So for a while, I was actually looking around to chew like nicotine gum or something, even though I don't smoke, just to get that little dose.
I have a Starbucks on the first floor in Gateway Village in Charlotte. I worked on the third floor for a while and on the fifth floor for a while. And, yeah, sometimes I would pick up my phone and order a Starbucks and go down there and pick up the Starbucks and then go around to the smoking end and burn a cigarette and then come back up with my coffee and go back to work. So you're right. That in combo, those did work pretty good. That and the one of the eye doctor told me, she said, you're looking at the screen too long. You need to get out every now and then and look long distance away. That relaxes that muscle inside your eyeball when you look at, you know, look at the mountain chain a long way away. Look at something that's really far, and that just relaxes your eyeballs. When you're looking at the screen, it's like your eyeballs are straining as hard as they can for a long period of time. You need to give them a rest every once in a while, is what she said. Anyway, I learned a lot doing that. But I'm back home. The ID cards are in the mail, so another dozen people got signed up today. They'll be getting their ID cards. And I'm going back inside, no longer mobile. W4DJW.
KB4ZVM. Hear you. I bought a Biofing three-band sort of mobile, sort of desktop little thing, and I've been with the manual in my lap all afternoon and got it receiving about 30 minutes ago, and this is my first successful transmission.
Well, you are full scale and full quieting to me. I'm in Greer, and I'm hearing the repeater pretty good from my house. So at my location, it's full scale, full quieting. You did a good job.
Yeah, and I think on top of that, on top of everything else, I believe I could pass an advanced placement test in Chinese now.
You do that, and if you can do that with Yaesu, then probably Japan and China.
I haven't tried that yet. I've been wanting to tell you something. I got a little Whisper, WSPR, three-band transmitter, and four-band transmitter. If you go on whispernet.org and type in my call sign and look on 40, 20, 15, and 10 meters, you can see everywhere I have made contacts in the preceding, 10 minutes to 24 hours at 0.1 watts. Yeah, I'm running 100 milliwatts right now.
That is, I've done the same thing you're doing with a bunch of flex radios with multiple slices. With SCR radios with multiple slices, 7 slices per radio and about a half a dozen radios. That is, you'd be amazed how far you can go on a tenth of a watt. That's pretty cool. I know exactly what you're doing. I did the same thing myself. That was a lot of fun. I'm not doing it anymore, but I did that for about 7 or 8 years. That was a lot of fun.
Well, if you get a chance, go to whispernet.org, and I've got a 4-band vertical, so I do 2 minutes of 40, 2 minutes off, 2 minutes of 20, 2 minutes off, 2 minutes of 15, 2 minutes off, 2 minutes of 10, 2 minutes off. And go in and look sometime. I keep it running. Australia, North and South Pole simultaneously, all of Western Europe. It's really fascinating. I am so thrilled to get this thing, this Biofing, working. I started on it about 2:30 or 3 o'clock, and I am so happy that you heard me and replied.
Well, good deal. That's good. I'm glad to hear you're getting heavily back into ham radio again. It sounds like you were getting out there for a little while. It's good to hear you back in there.
I take it in fits and starts when the weather's too bad to fly for numerous days in a row. Yeah, I get back on this. Or when it's too cold, or, you know, it has to be pretty bad weather and I don't fly. But we've had some bad weather recently.
Yes, we have. I've been grounded too. But I've been flying out of the house with multirotors. That satisfied my needs. Anyway, I got to get in the house, Dan. Good to hear you. You're doing a good job, W4DJW.
Let you run, Dave, and if you get a chance to look at that, let me know what you think of my success with Whisper, and I'll talk to you sometime soon. KB4ZVM.